You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the welcome from my neighbors from across the road in Tennessee. And every morning I got to wake up to that. Those goats had the most unusual, I don't know what you call it, voice. It was incredible. It sounded like you as a goat when you're coughing.
So does a goat bleat? I know a sheep bleats.
Yeah, must be.
I don't know what you call it. I'm such a city slicker.
I don't know.
I say I'm the slickest of city slickers.
All I know is I could do it back and they would do it right back at me. I'm like Dr. Doolittle. It was amazing. That was so funny. Oh my goodness. I had to go over and record it. I thought this is too good to pass.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, awesome. So there you go. That's from Tennessee.
So. Now you know what junior high youth camp sounds like.
That's true. That or the sauna room at the YMCA on Seniors Day.
A bunch of old goats.
Old goats. That's right. These were just kids. These were kids. Oh, man, that's incredible. I've never heard a goat like that. It's usually, I don't know, it's just so odd to me. And I've been around goats, but
that's awesome.
That was weird. So, okay, speaking of kids.
Yes, dealing with kids. Blended families.
Yeah, blended families. But what about the parents, dealing with the parents? That's the hard part for most people. I think they eventually get where they can discipline kids. And I mean, it's a struggle, but you can get it. But
hopefully.
Yeah. But the other spouse.
Yes.
That's a tough one.
Well, that's why I said you better work on being a really good Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So easy principle to apply. Extremely difficult. Well, actually, let me say impossible. To do,
yeah.
Unless the Lord helps. Oh, my page moved.
Turning to the scriptures.
Had it all set.
Let me say while you're finding that in dealing with the kids, I want to reiterate that if you can get the heart of those kids, those ones that aren't your natural born children, if you can get their hearts and keep their hearts, that's the biggest part of that whole thing.
Be a long time.
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
And they're probably never going to...
Depending on the kid.
Yeah. They're probably never going to love and receive you as they would their own natural parent. But...
You gotta accept that.
Right. Right. Yep. But if you can get them to love you and respect you, oh, you've won a huge battle there. And that takes time. It takes a lot of time.
All right, so the Bible says, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.
Mm-hmm.
An ex has been an enemy.
Right.
Has been an opponent in court.
Mm-hmm.
Whether listed, whether present, whether absent, that would probably apply.
Right.
But I say unto you, love your enemies. So that means
right. You
better make up your mind. You are going to do the best for their Christian good. That's how you love. That's what love. It has nothing to do with our affections. Our affections get touched because of love, but it doesn't start with our affection.
Right.
So you're going to do what's best for them. What is best for you to do for your ex whenever you're remarried?
Love their children.
Yeah, and I think you talk well about them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't talk down about them.
No, absolutely not.
And this is the common occurrence. Well, if you knew everything about your dad, you know.
Yeah.
Your mom was this or that. You can't do it.
Right.
You love them. You want your child to continue to respect them. It is their mom. It is their dad.
Mm-hmm.
they will always be their mom. They will always be their dad. Mm-hmm. Even if they're dealing with drug addiction, even if they've been in prison, it no matter what, that is their mom, that is their dad. And so you ought to love them. Mm-hmm. And then it says, bless them that curse you. Many times the exes are going to be saying, well, you realize your mom, you know, she's always been a control freak. And the older the child, the more they're wanting to share. Mm-hmm. And so they're glad to spill dirt on you all the time. And so you know what you do? Well, I hope your dad does well. I hope everything's good with your mom. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but he said, well, I sure want your dad to be healthy. I want him to stay well. I hope he has a good life. I hope he's happy.
Right.
I'm wanting to serve the Lord. Yeah, but she said that, well, that doesn't matter. That's what the Bible's saying.
Right.
Bless them that curse you and do good to them that hate you.
That's a hard one.
Wow.
That's a hard one.
Do good.
Yep.
So, hey, I know I can't, I know my visitation day is Friday, but man, yeah, I got a golf tournament on Friday and Saturday. Can I grab them Sunday? You know, you're not allowed, and it's by the court, but as long as they go to church, I don't mind.
Right.
They need to see you this week.
Yeah.
You're doing good. Now, you don't want to harm the children. In doing good. You know, the children are still the priority.
Right.
But you know, no, pal. The court said this day, you can't make this day a big deal.
Right.
Okay, they still hate you. Do good. It's your dad's birthday. It's your mom's birthday. Let's go find them something. You're on your own.
Right.
That's what a Christian does.
Never.
And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, that's the situation with exes trying to get at each other through the kids.
Yeah.
Pray for them which despite. I think you ought to be able to pray with your new spouse for your old spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
for the kids' sake, if nothing else.
Yeah, and even as a couple.
Yeah.
You know, Lord, help Mary. We pray that you just soften her heart. You know, help there not to be friction. Keep her healthy. You know, Tom got in an accident. Lord, I hope he wasn't drinking. You know, please help him to be able to get out of this well and continue to be a good example for the kids. Pray for them, which despitefully, boy, that's going on all the time.
It is.
Despitefully use you and persecute you. Why? That ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun, his sun, to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same.
I was going to say, never use your kids as a pawn of hurt against your ex.
Oh my goodness!
And that, so many people do
they're,
that.
They're a pry bar. They're a mallet to whack them. Oh
yeah.
And so if your ex is doing that, do this all the time.
Yeah.
Make it the law in your heart. And I said it's impossible to do because it goes against the flesh. You cannot do this unless you're saved.
Yeah.
And you cannot do this as a saved person unless you are begging God to fill you with the Spirit of God. And you're filling your mind and your heart with the Word of God.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to be a strong enough Christian to do exactly what the Bible says.
Right.
You want to know how to treat your ex, it's right there.
Yeah. You've got to surround yourself, too, with people that are going to help you to do those kind of things. Because I see a lot of times, you know, a divorce happens and immediately, especially people that don't know the Lord, will gravitate to you and tell you every nasty, dirty, rotten thing you can do to hurt that other person, and you get vengeance this way, and you need to get this and get that, And I want people to be properly treated and not, you know, taken advantage of.
Right.
But at the same time, if you can surround yourself with people that will say, this is what Jesus would do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he would expect. This is what he wants. Those things are going to help you so
The much. Laws of the land exist for justice.
Mm-hmm.
And a wronged party deserves justice to be treated fairly. And so, but both parties, husband and wife, mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
still deserve to be treated fairly with their children unless right. they have forfeited that right because of, you know, criminal activity or something.
Yeah.
So, but the Holy Spirit can help you do this.
Yeah.
This is what Jesus commanded.
Right.
If you have a red letter edition of your Bible, yeah. it's written in red. Because Jesus himself said it.
Right.
And you know, Jesus did it.
Mm-hmm. The bill of divorcement that Moses gave was for the hardness of the people's hearts
mm-hmm.
because they wanted to take vengeance against their spouse.
And they wouldn't forgive.
And they wouldn't forgive. Yeah, yeah, and they wouldn't take care of them.
Yep.
And so that's what that was for because
yep.
Moses knew and God knew that when those things happen, there becomes a hatred. Isn't it funny that two people that who could be so in love that they want to get married and have a family become so hateful towards each other that they end up divorcing and then want to carry that through even afterwards, sometimes
mm-hmm.
through their kids. That's sad, but that's
yes,
humanity. That's humanity. That's the flesh.
Yes, it is.
And that's the influence of a satanic force in this world. And so we overcome, just as you said, that's how you overcome the devil.
Amen.
You show love and kindness. That's a complete opposite of what he is, and he can't stand it. He wants you to hate.
There's
he
such
wants
a
you to
power
fight.
In that.
Yeah, he wants
There's
you to fight.
There's such a power in
yeah.
that.
So you've got to lean on the things of Christ. And to the best of your ability, continue to love, as hard as that may be, love that other person, not maybe even as a spouse, but as a human being, and as somebody who's had a vital part in your life and in the life of your children. And you think of this, if you can get that other spouse to see that, and accept that, how much better is your relationship going to be going forward? If you think, you know what, they're not fighting with me. They don't want to fight. They're trying to help me. They're encouraging my children to love me more. They're buying me gifts. That squelches a lot of hate. Now, at first, it's not. At first, they're going to think, what are you trying to do? What do you want?
Well, they may never come around. You may have to do this your whole life. You may have to do this
right.
your whole life because
right.
they're your enemy and they hate you and they want to be despiteful towards you and say all kinds of things against you. So what do? We act according to as a Christian ought to be.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you do if that other parent wants to continually battle you for privileges and rights and, you know— They want more time. They want more visitation. You know.
Well, here is what kind Christian people do many times. They will say, "Well, I don't want to get a lawyer, and so I'm just gonna, you know, if they want to get a lawyer, then that's fine." Well, the Bible says the prudent man foreseeth the evil, and hideth himself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see. What is the best situation for the children? To be with someone who is trying to be a good Christian and want their children to be disciplined, or to be around a vengeful, hateful, nasty person? Well, the best thing is to be around the one who's trying to be a Christian. So if you believe that's you, then you better get a good lawyer because you foresee the evil. You could lose all of your visitation rights. You know, property is one thing, and unfortunately, that's usually what drives the vengeance.
Yeah.
But there shouldn't be vengeance. It ought to be protection, and it ought to be the care of the children. And the courts will provide the proper care, whatever that may be. Let the lawyers be the lawyers and to work in your best interest. So if you have a legal document, I would go by that legal document. And I would go by that legal document to the letter, unless sometimes you felt as though there would be some grace. And what I would do is I would rely on the trust of your new spouse. You know, hey, Henry, Frank, you know, wants to change the day of picking up the kids this week. What do you think? And they may see something. And you know, if you think, well, you're just being mean. Listen, give your trust to that new spouse. Yeah. Because they may see something you don't.
Right.
Because your ex may know how to pull the strings and you know, affect you in different ways.
Right.
So do it together.
Yeah.
Be together.
Yeah.
On those things. But I would stay by the letter of the law, because that's what you've got. And if you don't go by the letter of the law, sooner or later, a vengeful person may bring a suit against you that you did not cooperate and obey. And the courts, you could lose some of your rights that you won.
Mm-hmm. The importance of that new family, that new husband and wife now, them being unified.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You're going to have to work it out like any
yeah.
other parent would, although now you've got other complications.
Yes, and that's communication is going to be the absolute key. You've got to talk about these things before, during, and after. You've got to, every time you have some kind of, you know, opposition or hardship or disagreement, you've got to talk that through and think, now, how are we going to avoid that
yeah.
in the future?
And it's all compounded now.
Yes. What can we do to rectify, you know, I blew up at Tom. And Frank says, well, I'm going to call him and I'm going to say, hey, man, I'm sorry that happened. You know, I've thought about it. And you may need that call. Now, sometimes one guy doesn't want to hear from another guy. This is mm-hmm. This is hard because every situation is different.
Right.
And everyone's going to be handled a little different. But in essence, as we've said many times, for the sake of those children, put away your foolish pride, put away your stubbornness, and do what's best for that kid
mm-hmm.
so that those children can have a somewhat normal upbringing with potentially four people loving them as parents. Then you've got grandparents. We haven't even touched on that.
Oh, yes.
Then
yes.
Now you've got...
Oh, yes.
You got eight grandparents,
yep.
you know, involved in this thing. What can grandparents do to help?
Wow, I'll tell you what. Most grandparents are not listening.
No.
Not to podcasts.
No.
But it sure would be helpful if they knew the Lord and were a steadying influence. Mm-hmm. Let them just be grandparents and not parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of grandparents today are helping to watch their grandkids.
Yes.
Right?
But I mean, as parents, you take up for your own kid.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, I
yeah,
mean,
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
idea of, you know, well, if you knew what your mother was like before she met my son,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you gotta look, just don't go there.
Right. Just be a
know?
Grandparent. Yeah. Just love those kids. And I think, again, that's if you've got good parents around you that are good godly influence, man, involve them.
As any child grows up, they're going to say, what was my dad like when I was a kid? You know, and so a grandparent can now color the thing. Well,
yeah,
your dad used to be always happy, always nice. Then he met this woman, and he was never happy anymore.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No. No, don't do that. Love on those kids. Encourage them. Encourage
yes.
them to love their parents.
Yeah, those kids are broken.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Those kids are broken.
Yeah.
Every child that goes through a divorce, they're broken inside. They need mending.
Yeah. Encourage them to love
yes.
and respect their parents. That's what you can do as a grandparent to do
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Yeah, very, very good. Wow. Anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, there's so much, but they're just not. There's just not the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting back to the aspect of, you know, if you marry younger, if the children are younger, uh-huh. they usually come along. But if the children are already mid-teens,
right.
you know, 14 and older, oh, you know, you've got 8 years for them living with you, but you better look at it as the aspect of you have a lifetime to work with them.
Yeah.
So continue to work with them and don't write them off.
Yeah.
Continue to love them.
Yeah.
Just don't write them off.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. For those of you that have gone through the very, very difficult hardship of divorce, God bless you. Man, it's tough. I can't imagine the hardship that many have to face. Some do it well, usually without children. It can go a little easier. But when you have children, it's very difficult because both sets of parents love their children and want to continue to love their children and have an influence in their lives and to direct them in a will that they have. And if you can work together to raise those children in the same path as best as you can, it's going to be tough. It's better for your children. To do that, you've got to put away selfishness,
malice.
Pride, malice.
Put away all malice.
Right.
You know, be kind one to another.
That's right. And that's hard to do. You're going to have to get from the strength of the Lord.
Proverbs 31, in her tongue is the law.
Mm-hmm.
Of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to become law. We're just going to be kind. I would probably try to take some time to get some private time with each child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throughout look for opportunities. I'll take you to the store. You know, I'm not going in when you're looking for dresses.
Right.
I'll be hanging around, you know, I'm not going to be following you around, but you know, I'll take you, and you can talk along the way. Even if it's mute on one side of the car, you can still talk, but be honest and be kind. What do you think of my dad? You know, and you can, well, I don't know him that well, and I don't look at him as an enemy, and I want you to love him with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You can be kind.
Yeah.
You know, even though maybe he's got 20 flaws, and it grates you, it makes your skin crawl.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still be kind. I would not be a liar. I'd have to tell the truth.
Right.
You know, maybe he did something and he's in prison.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, he messed it, and I'm sure he knows that he messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I hope all the best whenever he gets out.
Yeah.
And I hope it really changes him. You know, and I want him to do well.
What an impact! What an impact you can have if you said, you know, I pray for your dad every day.
Amen.
I pray.
They hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're praying together.
Yeah. I pray for your dad every day that God
yes.
would help him and that he'd help me, that I could help you. You know, those kind of things in the ears
right.
of a child. Whew.
Yep.
It'll be there a long time.
Amen.
Train up a child in the way he should go.
You know, they hear you pray for him every day.
Yeah.
And then whenever the spouse says, they hate me, then
no.
they know.
Yeah, they pray for you every day.
They've never heard that ex pray for them.
Right.
But they've heard that new dad or new mom.
Right.
You know, call the name of prayer.
Yeah.
Whatever is led of the Lord, you know, I mean, but you just got to be honest and kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look for ways to build relationships with the new kids.
Yeah. If you are not building up yourself in the strength of the Lord, you'll not be able to do anything that we've talked about.
Amen.
You've got to be building
Amen.
Yourself in the strength of the Lord. I don't care on what side of the equation you are, all three, four, whatever, you all better be praying and asking God to help you every day to be the very best person, spouse, parent that you can be, or you're not going to make it. It's going to be a disaster.
I know four situations where the Lord had helped. And guys more than women, but four different guys in situations like this where the Lord helped them build that bridge, you know, with that other son, and one was a daughter. But, you know, one guy, he was a real nerd, you know, wasn't very athletic, and boy, that kid was into sports. His dad was into sports, and he was into sports.
Mm.
And he wound up winning that kid's heart by, you know, and he was like in junior high. And so now they're both at all the athletic games. They're both, you know, and he would say, man, you taught him great. He won the heart of that dad
right.
by saying, I have never been able to do that. And he had some honest talks, you know,
right.
with, How do you do that? How do you throw a football like that? I've never been able to throw a football in my life. You know, my dad never worked with me. You ought to be glad that your dad worked. He built that. And the other one was the opposite. The guy was sort of a jock, and the new kid was a nerd. And, you know, so now it's sort of grading him of he wants to toughen the kid up, but he doesn't want to, you know, be abusive, doesn't want to be uncaring. And so he got him to go, hey, can you teach me how to do stuff on the computer? And they bridged that gap, you know. But just by oftentimes whenever an adult asks a young teen, can you teach me how to do this?
Right.
Or, you know, the other guy was the daughter was getting close to driving age. You know, she's 14 when they got married, and so she's getting close to getting her temps. And so, you know, he said, you know how to change a tire? Come on, let's go do this. And he started doing things to prepare her to be a good driver, even though her dad was the one who's going to teach her to drive.
Right.
But he did a lot of things to teach her how to, you know, here's what maintain this is on a car. Here's what, and they started bonding on that. So
yeah, there you go. Find the gap and fill it.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Good week. Good stuff.
Yes.
And I'm sure as people listen to this, if we've missed something or there's an area that you want us to go back and do, I'm sure there's going to be.
Oh,
sure.
Yes.
Please send us a note and let us know. We'd be glad to come back because this is huge.
Yes, it is.
This is huge today. This is way more people than we would like to think need help in this area. And send us those things, and we'll try to deal specifically with that, or you know, maybe even some things around that, if we can do that, or any topic that you've got. We'd be happy to try and deal with that. Sometimes it takes us a little while to get to them because we have a backlog of questions right now. We've got four or five that we're working on, and we try to do one every week as we do. So and then we get messed up by a guy like Brian Dahlke who begs us to come on. And, no, we feel bad.
One last thing that I do want to address, and I'm just going to hit it and let it go.
Okay. Impossible for you.
Make sure you're modest. Make sure whenever you're at home, you're dressing modestly.
Yes, yes.
You know, be extra careful.
Right.
In a blended family, try to work on making sure everybody stays extra careful.
Yeah, that's that is a whole nother thing, right? Especially when you
have we need to sort of just drop it.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody understands how important that is.
Yeah. Right. And just the whole care.
Don't even open that door.
Mm, the whole care and when you get into a teenage situation.
Yes. Yep.
Yikes. Okay. I wish we had more time. Okay. We'll let it go. We'll come back another day on that. This is Tim Talks. It's been a great week. I'm Al Stone. And traveling for the Canadian Gospel Project, and God is doing some great things. We had some folks send in a donation. We're delivering in Alberta right now, Calgary area, and some folks got a John of Romans. They said, we are so thrilled to get a copy of a John of Romans, King James Version. Here's a check for $4,000.
Wow.
Said, we're
that
so
is
thrilled
great.
To see that you're doing this. So,
amen.
Really good. Awesome.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening on this topic. I guess if you've been in a situation where maybe somebody falls down or needs first aid or you don't know if they need CPR and, you know, one person goes and tries to work with them and maybe somebody helps, that's sort of nice. But if you are trying to take care of somebody who fell down and there's 8 or 9 people all giving different suggestions, that's what a blended family's like.
Yeah.
You know, the more hands that are in it really complicates things. So, you know, there are times you have to just extricate that extra person and try to focus on, you know, focus on the one. Thank you for listening. And we're definitely praying. And we're going to see this more and more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, regardless of the cause or the, you know, the whole situation behind, go forward for God, and let's use the Bible as the greatest template in the world.
Amen. This is Tim Talks. We hope you have a great weekend day. Take your family to church.
Amen.
If you're a blended family and you're able to do it, take them to church.
Amen.
And let them hear the preaching of the Word of God.
Amen.
Let them be involved in Sunday school
Make
class.
It a priority.
Priority. There's nothing more important than getting your family secured in the Word of God. This is Tim Talks. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back with you on Monday with Pastor Brian Dahlke. He asked me, you know, what are we going to do? I said, oh, just be ready for anything. It'll be fun. We'll see you.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.